Blog Talk Radio.
Behold the cross on which was hung, life's very Lord, God's darling one, Mary's own babe, so cold and so still, helpless before her on Calvary. Upon his cheek and his pierced heart broken in two, love crucified for me and for you. Eyes that won't see, ears that won't hear, lips that deny the friend once so dear. Slowly he turns and captures your heart, then passes on.
Party and the Spirit of America Party book. We had to open with a little a Jesus tune because this is his week to die. And then he will rise again. You know how many revolutions have been fought using Christ as a model? The Irish Revolution, Easter Monday, they had their resurrection. Anyway, what else is happening in the news? Let me take a look and see what the bloggers are saying. When are we going to stop being brainwashed? That's the theme tonight. This Congressman Israel, did you see him? The Five were talking about him. He said the Republican Party is all racists. He says not all Republicans are racists. Let me tell you about racist Congressman Israel. They come in all colors and all shapes. It's not a white-only category. There are black racists. There are Latino racists. Just look at La Raza, the race. There are all kinds of racists and elitists who look down their nose on peons. That's a form of racism. So, and get your act together. Oh, by the way, Congressman Israel, he votes to burn the flag. What kind of race is that? What kind of racist votes to burn the flag? Is he a flag racist? Yes. 55 days before 9-1-1, Congressman Israel said, burn, baby, burn. Voted. Put his name to it. Nice guy, huh? It's the type of guy you want home babysitting your children. Well, here's a Congressman Chaffetz update recently in Washington. When Lois Lerner, she's got a problem, man. The noose is getting tighter and tighter, and the trap door and the gallows is getting lighter and lighter. Yeah, she is going to be in trouble. I bet you she's drinking a quart a day right now. They're going to get me now to testify. I'm not testifying. Yeah, I hate all those Tea Party bastards. Bartender, champagne. Yeah, oh, man, wait till they put the light on her and put her in the sweating chair. They may have to waterboard her. Yeah, well, I'll take scotch and waterboard. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. Yeah, she's going to have to face the music and dance. Yeah, we're going to have to dedicate a tune to Lois Lerner. And she's going to be thrown under the bus. She's going to be thrown under the steamroller. Or else she'll be executed in a park and Democrat style. Yeah, she'll be getting one of those phone calls. Don't testify tomorrow. Yeah, who's there? Who's this? Yeah, unbelievable. Well, Chaffetz can't wait to get his hooks into her. And it's going to unravel, man. Everything is going to unravel at once. The Fast and Furious, the murder of 100,000 Mexicans that's being covered up by the Mexican government. Yeah. And what's with this immigration stuff? Illegal aliens. These are all Mexicans. Why don't they go back to Mexico? What's wrong with Mexico? That's their country. This is not their country. Mexico is their country. Why don't you go and improve Mexico? Oh, we can't because the government sucks. The government is all rich cats and they rob us. Well, why don't you take the government away from the rich cats like we did? And now we've given it back to the rich cats and the House and the Senate. Yeah, you have to be a lawyer to be a politician today. They don't want tailors. They don't want dry cleaners. They don't want butchers. They definitely don't want fishermen, especially in Massachusetts. If you're a fisherman in Massachusetts, you're dead man walking. John Kerry signed your death warrant. Did you ever see John Kerry on a fishing boat? You see him on a power sail. Yeah, riding the waves, surfing. But you never seen him on a fishing boat telling the guys that he screwed them out of the catch of the day. Yeah, you'll never see John Kerry on a fishing boat, Mr. America. Yeah, unbelievable. Or maybe on a VC fishing boat. Yeah, going ashore to kill Americans. That's about it, man. We were barbarians. My biggest enemy has become a Bruce Springsteen. When I finally heard, I only heard, you know, everybody singing at the football games, born in the USA, born in the USA. And then one day I heard all the words and I said, holy shiite, this guy is a communist. Oh, he can't be a communist. He never rode with the Cossacks. Yeah, he never lived on bread and black bread and water. Those are communists from the Bolshevik Revolution. This guy is graduated. He's a Grey Poupon communist. Yeah, and he has property. He has a farm in New Jersey. and I think his taxes are he's got like a 200-acre farm, and he pays $100 a year in taxes. He's a farmer. Right now he's grazing. Unbelievable, man. You know, we got a rigged jury, and we're getting screwed and brainwashed. I was speaking to a friend of mine today who likes to play handball, and he goes, I think he lives in either way downtown New York or in Brooklyn, and he goes to a park where they have 8 handball courts. And he said, he's very patriotic, this guy. And he said that there's a high school that the teachers bring all the kids over to play handball. There's 8 courts, and the kids take like 4 courts. And if 4 teachers keep an eye on them until 4 o'clock, then the teachers walk away from them. And, of course, they're high school kids, so they can go home on their own. He says he's watching this very young, a Chinese girl, and, you know, like she just gave up her dolls, he says, probably a couple of months ago. And she's trying to blend in with the rest of the students, but she can't play handball. She can't hit the ball. So my friend goes over, and he starts to teach her how to hit the ball because the kids were laughing at her. And so now he's got her so good, like she can return like 5 serves. And he said to me, he says, Tom, I look at this young little girl, and I feel sorry that she is going to be born into a communist country. She's going to grow up in a communist country. And that's how he feels. And this guy has been documenting communism for 50 years. And he sees all the handwriting on the wall that none of us see. But you got to remember that the Socialist Party of the United States has 70 congressmen that they list on their website that are socialists. And we're in trouble. We've all been lied to and deceived, and we're going to pay a terrible price. Our children and grandchildren are going to pay a terrible price. And it kills me to hear senior citizens say, man, I'm glad I'm not going to be around to see it. Is that how you write off your grandchildren? Instead of while you're here standing up and making a difference and putting an end to people like Jeb Bush walking in and taking over, or Hillary Clinton faking a blood clot to avoid testifying about the murder of 4 Americans and the betrayal of an embassy? What was this, the anniversary of Jimmy Carter? And on 911, you're not ready on 911? You got to be kidding me. You're not ready on 911? 1 year after 911, on the anniversary, by the way, on the anniversary of 911, Bill Clinton was on the David Letterman show, and he was bragging about the saxophone that he got from Mark Rich's wife, the big bosom gal that was all over him. Yeah. And he said, he was talking about how he plays the saxophone, and he said, I do blow with my friends. And everybody laughed. Oh, the audience, the pothead audience went crazy. This is the America that's going to inherit what the founding fathers created, including God the Father. You got to be kidding me, man. These people won't make it over to George Washington Bridge carrying their mattress. It won't be so funny that day. And if you want to see how funny it was on 911, get a picture of the people racing the cloud and listen to the screams and the cries and the panic. And that's only 2 planes into 2 buildings. Wait till we get a nuclear cook-off, which can come at any time. As a matter of fact, Obama recommended it to the terrorists the other day. He says, I don't worry about overseas. I worry about a nuke going off in New York. Hey, Khalid, yeah, he said nuke in New York. He likes that idea. We're in trouble, man. Benghazi reporter quits. Scandal. Let's see what this one is. I think I know what this is. As you may have heard, Cheryl Atkinson of CBS News has resigned out of frustration because of the constant censoring of her reports by CBS. And I want to go back and mention the Mexican illegal aliens who claim they have rights to citizenship by breaking the law. My friends, let me tell you something. I love Latino people, but you broke the law, and you're a problem of your country. It's your country that's created the problem. It's not America's fault that you're an illegal alien. It's your country's fault. You're a citizen of Mexico, and go back and act like a citizen of Mexico. Anyway, having said that, take your country back instead of trying to take my country over. With Atkinson's report on Benghazi no longer being aired by CBS, it is more important than ever for us to step up our ad campaign alerting the American people to the truth. Now, if this is a typical example, CBS is policing the news for Barack Obama. I call CBS the communist broadcasting system. I call NBC nothing but communist. I call CNN a communist news network. Time magazine is a disgrace. Newsweek, if you Google Newsweek, American flag and a garbage can, you'll see the cover of their 911 Japanese issue in Japanese, an American flag and a garbage can. And that's what Newsweek thinks about the United States. On Fox this morning was a beautiful lady, and she has done about, I think, like 44 states. She wants to sing the Star Spangled Banner in all, how many did Obama say we had? 57 states? Yeah, and not only that, but if they get sick, he can always call a corpse man. This guy doesn't know how to say corps man. This guy didn't even watch war movies. Corpse man. Unbelievable. We're in trouble. We're in trouble. We elected the devil, and he's doing us in. In fact, this was not a pre-planned, premeditated attack. Susan Rice, U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. Yeah, you know what you need? You need a little mortar platoon training, honey. You got to learn how to load the mortar tube and how you got to zero in on a rooftop with three Americans trapped up there. And the one American who survived, nobody ever interviewed him because he's been held in, what do they call it, incommunicado. Yeah. That guy, there's a survivor that was on that rooftop. He knows what Clinton and Obama did. And they got him. They probably getting ready to take him for a walk in the park. Yeah, they kept transferring him. He had all kinds of wounds. They kept transferring him to the hospitals that had the highest staph infections. Oh, they got an answer for Fast and Furious. That's 100,000 dead Mexicans. Everybody says it's only one guard and a few Mexicans. It's 100,000. They had rooms full of torsos, rooms full of arms, rooms full of legs. They stopped people in the street and gunned them down. They take mayors and their wives and gun them down in front of their children. There's no difference between these narco-terrorists and the Muslim terrorists. The deeply religious Muslims who attacked the World Trade Center. The deeply religious Muslims who were cutting the throats of Christians in Nigeria. The deeply religious Muslims who were cutting the throats of Syrian Christians. And the saddest one I heard today took place in Saudi Arabia. A young girl who professed her love for Jesus Christ had her lips sewn together and one eyelid. How's that? You don't think these people are 7th century barbarians? Why? Because they speak English and they have a lot of money? That makes them savvy people? They got the wrong religion. It's the religion of death. And we got the wrong political party. That's the party of death. We got a party that has no God, a party that kills kids and calls it settled law. You see, the woman they found had 7 babies in shoeboxes in her garage and left town. Yeah. She's a criminal. Any more of a criminal than all the chop shops throughout the country that tear babies apart? And you know, when you tear a baby apart, before you can complete the operation, you got to match up all the body parts. You got to make sure you got 2 eyeballs. You got to make sure you got 2 arms, 2 legs, 10 fingers. You think about it. You want to see a picture of what a chop shop looks like? I got a bucket with a little black baby's head in it. Now, who's going to answer to God for that? Abortion is murder. And we're all going to pay the price. And when the heat gets hot, man, it's going to burn. It's going to burn. And we're not getting off the hook. So, now that I've depressed you, let me cheer you up. Let me find a tune for you. Here we go. Let me find something that will soften you up a little bit. Yeah, give me a minute. Well, we'll do one for... here's one. Chapel of Dreams. It's a 50s rock and roll tune. From Walid Ashubat. He's a Muslim converted to Christianity. Loves Jesus. President Obama's brother busted in major cult scandal. If you thought the Malik Obama IRS scandal was big, a brand new discovery reveals that according to the website of President Barack Obama's brother, Malik is officially partnering and working with a cult leader who has been compared to both David Koresh and Jim Jones. Okay, so Google that one if you want to know about it. And this one is interesting, from Walid Shubat. Turkey behind chemical attacks in Syria. Another chemical attack has reportedly just taken place inside Syria, based on mounting evidence about last year's sarin attack in that country. It is Turkey's Recep Tayyip Erdogan who should be at the top of the suspect list. The most recent attacks were reportedly chlorine-based and, according to Shubat.com sources, may be a precursor to a planned invasion of Syria by Turkey. Oh, we're going to get your red line pen out today, huh? Yeah. Muslim stabs innocent man to death in broad daylight, caught on video. Kansas gunman who murdered three, an anti-Semite, former KKK Grand Dragon. Muslims blow up a 71 people. Well, that's average for the day. That's about par for course of the day. When are we going to stop being brainwashed, everybody? When are we going to stop being brainwashed? Here's one. Scientists say, judge rules, undisclosed source. These are MBS buzzwords. You know what MBS stands for? Make believe shit. With an E. Scientists say Jesus was married. Yeah, there's a good story. The Irish say if Jesus wasn't Jewish, he would be Irish. What other 33-year-old lives at home with his mother? Judge rules abortion is fun. Which judge? A crazy Jerry the judge who thinks a pedophile is a bicycle rider. And then we have it from an undisclosed source that President Pinocchio Pants was actually in a Bible study session with Monica Lewinsky. There were no harmonica lessons involved. Be careful when giving credit to sources. Last night's show opened up with Trouble in River City. We got Trouble in River City. That's before the 1900s, just before, or maybe it might have been the early 1900s. But I got a feeling it's in the 1880s or around there. And Robert Preston sings the song, There's Trouble in River City. You know how much trouble they had in River City back then when the world was clean cut? Pool hall. The pool hall was a threat to American normalcy. You know what we got now? We got people in Catholic universities that want prophylactic dispensers over their bedboard. Yeah. What was her name? That Fluke? Was it Sandra Fluke? Yeah, she fluked in Georgetown. Yeah, that's what we need. We need the money for abortion. We need the money for the pill. It is really terrible. Why the feds chickened out? Why do you think the feds chickened out? Here was the article I was going to read. The Root of CARES Intimidation Program. Mark Levin sent me this. Let me see if I can open it up. The Root of CARES Intimidation Program. Brandeis sides with the spawn of Hamas over a champion of women's rights. I saw that girl and the hell that she went through as a Muslim woman. If Muslim women really knew the truth, there wouldn't be one left in the Middle East tonight. This week, a capitulating to Islamic supremacist agitation led by the Council on American-Islamic Relations, CARE, Brandeis University reneged on its announced plan to present an honorary degree to Ayan Hirsi Ali, the heroic human rights activist. In my 2010 book, The Grand Jihad, I devoted a chapter to the origins and the purposes of CARE, its roots in the Muslim Brotherhood's Hamas support network, and its aim to silence critics of Islamic supremacism. In light of the continuing success of this campaign, despite a federal terrorism financing prosecution that exposed CARE's unsavory background, it's worth revisiting that history. What allows is an adapted excerpt from that chapter. What bothers me, I just got a flashback reading that was Bush allowing Saudis to evacuate the United States the night of 9/11. That never should have been allowed to happen. And that could only have happened with money involved. I'm sorry. Money is the root of all evil, and we got a lot of roots. In January 1993, a new left-leaning U.S. administration, inclined to be more sympathetic to the Islamic cause, came to power. But before we could bat an eye, President Pinocchio Pants, Bill Clinton, was confronted by the murder and deprived mutilation of American soldiers in Somalia. They pulled the tanks out, they pulled out the armored personnel carriers, and they left those guys to die. Democrats get you into war, and they leave you to die on the battlefield. Pick any war. It's all started by the Democrats. The original slave owners, the Democrat Party. A few weeks later, on February the 26th, the jihadists bombed the World Trade Center. The public was angry, and appeasing Islamists would have to wait until they could brainwash the public and coat it with fairy dust. Yasser Arafat, however, sensed opportunity. The terrorist intifada launched at the end of 1987 had been a successful gambit for the PLO. You know who's a friend of the PLO? Bill Maher. I call him PLO Dancer Maher. Within a year, even as, you know, he said that the deeply religious Muslims who crashed the two planes into the World Trade Center were more courageous than the people that died there and the firemen that went to the rescue. He said that the Muslims were more courageous. And this guy's making millions on communist TV. Yeah, and people are paying for his crap, his MBS, make-believe Shiite. Yes. And he donated $1 million to the Caliph of Washington, D.C. The United States recognized him as the Palestinians' legitimate leader, just as the Europeans had done. Arafat blundered in 1991, throwing in his lot with Saddam Hussein during the Gulf War, and that seemed to bury him with the Bush 41 administration. But Clinton's election was a new lease on life. Anxious to chase the holy grail of Middle East peace and suddenly in need of demonstrating toughness against jihadist terror, the new progressive president was made to order for the wily Marxist terror master. If Arafat could resell his "I renounce terrorism" carpet yet again, chances were he would cash in, and so he did. He's like the Al Sharpton of the Middle East, purporting to commit the Palestinians to the 1993 Oslo Accords, an empty promise of peaceful coexistence exchanged for hundreds of millions of dollars in aid. That's our money, friends. This government is buying peace treaties with money. They are buying allies with money, our money. How about we go and we take care of ranchers who were driven off their property, 50 of them, out there in Nevada? And how about we bring them back to go ranching again and rebuild their homes and give them a stipend and stock money, much of which he pocketed. Yeah, it was, they were going after his wife when he died to get the money. And she cut a deal with them. She cut a deal. I think he had $8 billion or something. Okay, I will give you $4 billion. An open invitation to the Clinton White House, where he became a regular visitor. I remember Geraldo Rivera giving him hickeys on the neck. Oh, please, give us peace, Chairman Arafat. Oh, please. Yeah, but when little Elian Gonzalez was sold back to Fidel Castro for a future deal, Geraldo said, "A boy belongs with his father," even though his father got off the plane giving America the finger. And the ludicrous Nobel Peace Prize. There's nothing noble about the Nobel Peace Prize. Forever degrading a once prestigious honor into a punchline. Didn't Obama get the Nobel Peace Prize? He hadn't even been in office a day. What was it, a pizza? Maybe it should be a Nobel Pizza Prize. Get a slice. The Muslim Brotherhood, for one, was not amused. Islamist had murdered Egyptian President Anwar Sadat. Did you ever see the footage of that? Huh? You see how easy it is to wipe out somebody? They jumped off. It was a parade, and they jumped off the truck, and they sprayed the whole box office. Egyptian President Anwar Sadat. Both Sadat and who was the other one? Begin? Was Begin the guy he made the deal with? They both got whacked for striking a peace pact with Israel. Sure, they knew Arafat and understood what chicanery he was up to, chicanery. But acceptance of the Zionist entity's right to exist was utterly unacceptable, even if done as a ploy. What am I going to tell you? This is all bad news, and it's kind of long. The media twinkle in Philadelphia. Though the United States had been a cash cow for Hamas, it was thus a perilous time for the organization when 25 of its members and supporters gathered at a Marriott hotel in Philadelphia. Philadelphia Freedom, under jihad, on October 27, 1993. They were unaware that the FBI was monitoring their deliberations until Mullah Mullah came along and covered up for the jihadists. This guy did nothing as FBI director but guard mosques. And you could see the first day he was out of office, they arrested like 20 Democrats on embezzlement charges. Yeah. Oh, that FBI director, he's not going to last long. He'll take a walk in the park. The confab was a brainstorming exercise, how best to back Hamas and derail Oslo while concealing these activities from the American government. During his time in the U.S., Marzouk formed several organizations to promote the Palestinian jihad against Israel. Question tonight was, what are we going to do when Iran announces that they got the nuke? I know what Israel's got to do. They got to go get them. They got to go get them. They got no choice. They got no choice. They don't want to see reruns of 1938. 1981, for public relations purposes, he established the Islamic Association for Palestine in conjunction with two other jihadists, future Hamas chief Khalid al-Mashal and Sami al-Aryan. The latter was eventually convicted of conspiring to support Palestinian Islamic Jihad. It is said, Americans who kick the can down the road kill a lot of Americans. Want to hear some comments? There is much to lose here in the U.S., including our sovereignty, as leftists and other apologists claim the moral high ground. We have to watch as government becomes the only organ of discourse on all matter of things, science, business, love, sex, religion. Andy M. is right to bring yet another message identifying the fallibility of government and politicians, lowest form of life. And the biggest business in the country is the government. They're bigger than the mafia, and they use mafia tactics. They're into gambling. They're into prostitution if you watch them pass laws in the House and the Senate. And now you got, what's his name, Dirty Harry Reid. He's dirty. He's been knocking off the ranches like he was a railroad baron. Yeah, he's dirty, man. He's dirty. We should immediately call for an audit and lie detector test for everybody in Congress. And and you'll hear the fifth all day long. Shocking, horrible, yet most Americans struggle through our daily existence without an honorary degree from Brandeis University. Where the heck is Brandeis anyway? We're a nation who plays reluctant host to a wild, raucous, open house party of various minority groups demanding something from America. Every weekend is a drunken frat party and the replay of The Hangover, Part 2. Many nations send us their fiery-eyed zealots bent on our destruction. They bomb our kids during athletic events, engage in turf wars over drugs, riot for special treatment the rest of us will never enjoy. And Eric Holder is turning criminals loose in jail. Well, they're only in there for a little weed. Yes, I know. They're only in a little weed and 100 kilos of coke. And easily intimidate our college officials. I got to tell you something. As a guy that made everything the hard way and lost everything the hard way, I got to tell you, I wouldn't waste a dime on an education for a kid that can't pay his own way. I'm sorry, I don't want to see my daughter working for a business degree, hanging her breasts off of a balcony in New Orleans during spring break, sipping a date rape drug. I don't want to see that. That's not this country. We got to go back to the greatest generation, and we got to see how they lived and how they fought and died and how much they loved this country. Only Britain is more tolerant of being hated than America. Their drummer, Lee Rigby, was brutally murdered by immigrant fanatics on a busy London street. Not one stout-hearted Englishman attempted to intervene. And New York's classic case was in the 50s. Oh, what was her name? Oh, I can't remember her name, but I remember a bishop giving a sermon about how she died, screaming for help. And she was cut to pieces in a hallway. And everybody could hear her screams, and nobody picked up the phone to call 911. And not only that, she was still alive when the killer left, and he came back and finished her off. And nobody would go to her rescue. It is really sad. And you can see when Hitler took over and he went door knocking, the people next door just hunkered down and said, "Don't get involved." And eventually the knock came to their door. We got to wake up as Americans. The strong must always protect the weak. And that includes the unborn. We cannot murder any more of our children. What are we, animals? We talk about these Muslims being barbarians and back in the 7th century. What's more 7th century than tearing the arms and legs off a baby and twisting their head? What's more 7th century than that? So, having said that, we'll go back for a tune. Care is a threat. Crooked politicians are a bigger threat. We got to be on guard, guys. Our country is up for sale. It's on the auction block. You see who the governor of Virginia is? Terry McAuliffe. He bought the Clintons their house in Chappaqua. I don't know if he did it with campaign money. But if you wanted to send the IRS to do an audit, man, you'd hear a lot of FIFTA talk. It is really sad. Really, really sad. Totally corrupt government. Everybody's in it for the buck. And it's not the $174,000 that they get paid in the Congress. There's no more true love.
If I give my heart to you, will you handle it with care? Will you always treat me tenderly? If I give my heart to you, will you give me all your love? Will you swear that you'll be true to me by the light?
light that shines above.
And will you
fly with me when I'm sad? Oh, smile with me when I'm glad. It over and be sure. Please don't answer till you do. For when you promise all these things to me, then I'll give my heart to you.
Questions raised about Senator Reed's connection to Bundy Ranch dispute. Dirty Harry Reed. Oh, man. How about a little auditor for Dirty Harry? The standoff between Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy and the Federal Bureau of Land Management, BLM, de-escalated on April the 12th when the Bureau announced that it will stop its operation to confiscate Bundy's cattle. Boy, they really know how to break somebody, huh? Yeah, he was running cattle. If he was running dope, they would have let him go. But another aspect, Democrat the dope. Yeah, because the Democrats want to make dope legal because they want that 30% tax money. You know, oh, that guy that just OD'd in the street, did he pay his tax on the cocaine? Did he pay it? What you would call an ambulance? No. See what's in his pocket. He didn't pay the bill. But another aspect of this ongoing story is jumping. The blogosphere is alive with allegations that Senator Harry, the blogosphere, Senator Harry Reid, pictured and his son Rory, have motivations of their own for wanting Bundy's cattle off the disputed lands. $5 billion Chinese. $5 billion Chinese. That's big campaign contribution. Though the major media announced that a deal had been reached between Bundy and the BLM, Bundy explained what transpired differently in an interview with KLAS TV in Las Vegas. There's no deal here. The citizens of America and Clark County went and took their cattle. There was no negotiations. They took these cattle. They are in the possession of these cattle, and I expect them to come home soon. The BLM stated in a statement released, based on the information about conditions on the ground and in consultation with law enforcement, Eric the Bag Holder, the packager for Bill Clinton, we have made a decision to conclude the cattle gather because of our serious concern about the safety of employees and members of the public. Yeah. And they shot a guy with a taser and they opened up a blood clot in his chest. Yeah. And a big patch right over his heart of blood. The BLM language, and they had German Shepherd dogs as if they were a German Gestapo herding the people into the gas chambers. The BLM language made apparent that the Bureau still regarded its actions to remove illegal cattle. Wait, what's the matter? They can't vote? Huh? Did they have picture ID? Yeah. Oh, by the way, you know those tunnels they found down in on the Mexican border? You know those two big tunnels? They weren't for drugs. Those were for illegals who were going to vote for Obamacare. The Democrats are bringing in those guys. They're smuggling in voters. The BLM will continue to work to resolve the matter, BS, man, BS. You wanted to break that guy. You wanted to put him up on a cross. As William F. Jasper noted in his April 11th article about the standoff, however, there was more to the federal action to remove Bundy's cattle from public lands. Yeah, they seize it. They call it public lands, and then they sell it to the Chinese. Yeah, you know what? King John was more of a decent ruler than Obama and Bin Laden. Yeah, I mean, you'd only pay a small penalty if you got poaching in his forest, in the king's forest, where they are allegedly damaging the fragile habitat of the protected desert tortoise. They just opened up an abortion clinic for turtles out there because they got too many turtles. We're overpopulated with turtles, and it's a racial thing. We're getting rid of all the turtles. Yes, we can't have all these turtles running around demanding equal rights. Yeah, according to Bundy, whose family has been ranching in the area since the 1800s, man, 1800s, the BLM armed invasion and occupation of Nevada has nothing to do with protecting the tortoise and everything to do with running him off the land, as it has already done to all the other ranches. Bring all those ranches back for a class action lawsuit. Dig in and find the collusion and the planning on the party of death and put them all in jail. Pay restitution to all the ranches they put out of business. And all you fishermen up there in Massachusetts, you should do the same thing. As for the BLM's assertion that its actions to remove illegal cattle are legally justified, among the many points that Joe Wolverton II made in his April 12th article charging that the seizure of Bundy's cattle was definitely unconstitutional was this citation from Section 1 of the Nevada Constitution titled Inalienable Rights. All men by nature are by nature free and equal and have certain inalienable rights. That's everybody. That includes the white people, among which are those of enjoying and defending life and liberty, acquiring, possessing, and protecting property, and pursuing and obtaining safety and happiness. Man, you can't get clearer than that. Despite the Nevada Constitution, a capitulation to supreme federal authority, yes, the Fuhrer authority, remember, that does not exist in the Constitution, it could be argued that the above-quoted language from Section 1 supersedes the other article's cessation of state and popular sovereignty. That which is unconstitutional, therefore, cannot properly be called legal. As the tension between Bundy and the BLM ratchets down, a number of conservative bloggers and pundits have raised questions about another angle in the case. Does the BLM want Bundy's cattle off the land his family has worked for over 140 years in order to free up the land for the construction of solar power stations? Yeah, and you know what? There is a law. I don't know if it's in the country, in the entire country, but I think in New York, if somebody has been on your land, moving, and on your land for a certain period of time, they have a right to access to that land. And the example that I'm going to give you is there's a university that in New York, I don't know if it's City College or not, but they own a street. And once a year, they got to close the street off in order to protect their rights to ownership of that street. And so that they could keep people out if they wanted to. So there is a law on the books that this guy's been grazing for 140 years. You just can't stop him. I don't believe. And you know what? As a matter of good Christian policy, they should allow him to graze anyway. And if you look at that land, there's hardly a piece of grass to munch there. The guy does need big grazing area. That question was prompted in part by since-deleted information previously posted on the BLM website, information retrieved from Google's cache. Yeah, I got a problem with things that disappear from the internet. The text of a BLM document retrieved from Google's cache and posted by Liberty News Online contains the following chronology of events. Here you go. In 1993, some of the terms of Mr. Bundy's grazing permit for the Bunkerville allotment were modified to protect the desert tortoise. In 1998, the United States had filed a civil complaint against Mr. Bundy, so they screwed him in 93. I got to check my presidents and see who was president when they did it. For his continued, it might be Bush, for his continued trespass grazing in the Bunkerville allotment. In 1999, the Las Vegas Field Office Resource Management Plan designated the Bunkerville allotment as closed to grazing to protect the turtle that they're now aborting. Abort the turtle. They're having turtle birth control. In March of 2011, BLM counted 903 cattle from a helicopter spread out over 90 miles in northwest Clark County within the Gold Butte area. All this is being done on a patchy piece of land because some politician got a Chinese handout. 41% had either brands or earmarks registered to Clive and Bundy. Good for you, Clive. In May 2012, the United States filed a complaint. The guy built his business of 903 cows over 140 years, seeking declaratory and injunctive relief for Clive and Bundy's trespass grazing within the Gold Butte area outside the Bunkerville allotment. Yeah, when they want to get you, they get you. It's the old game. In May 2012, the United States filed a complaint seeking declaratory and injunctive relief for Clive and Bundy's trespass grazing within the Gold Butte area outside. Okay, so there's the story. It's all about, and here you go, if you go down here, motivations are not always easy to prove, but in this case, Senator Reid's hand has shown up more than once. The BLM's principal deputy director, Neil Korns, previously served as Senator Reid's senior policy advisor, and we have noted Rory Reid's role as the chief representative. Now, is he registered as an agent of a foreign country, a Rory, for China's ENN Energy Group, which has sought to develop solar energy in Nevada? Whether these suspicions are proof of wrongful or illegal acts remains to be seen. I wonder if China's ENN group has anything to do with a deep rig drilling oil off the coast of Brazil when President Obama bin Laden chased all of the deep rigs down to Brazil, gave the Brazilian government a loan of Social Security money to drill for oil that they sold to China. Yes, that's our president looking out for us. And he told you, one day you'll be paying $12 a gallon for gas because you don't deserve anything less. Yes, and besides, gas costs me nothing. However, I have a golden ticket. I have a Wonka bar. However, one thing is evident that has transpired. The federal government has reneged on a long-standing arrangement made by a rancher in good faith by which he and his family have earned a living for generations. In so doing, they have run roughshod over the rights of a U.S. citizen, which should be held up over any other rights, and have employed constitutionally dubious means to do so. If justice prevails, some judge with respect for the Constitution, fat chance, may follow the example of Chief Judge Robert C. Jones and the Federal District Court of Nevada last year. In that case, the case of U.S. versus Hage, Jones issued an impassioned preliminary bench ruling in which he charged federal officials of the U.S. Forest Service and the Bureau of Land Management with an ongoing series of illegal actions against Nevada rancher E. Wayne Hage. Jones described the bureaucrat's action as abhorrent and a literal criminal conspiracy. Yeah, I think this goes to that court goes to that court in San Francisco, I think the Ninth Circuit Court, and they're total communists. So this guy is going to be having an uphill fight. We'll say a prayer for him, and maybe we should charge him with discrimination. Those cows are brown. Maybe we could make this a civil rights issue. Oh, God, are we in trouble, man? Are we in trouble? It's unbelievable. Bartender, a champagne, and I need an exit tune. Show me what we're going to do. I'm adding clips here. Let's see if we can find something decent. We started with a nice hymn for Holy Week. The Clintons like Holy Week. It's a week where they can go and kidnap Cuban kids in Miami, and everybody is home praying under the bed. I'm going to play you a tune on the way out. This is about a guy who lost his love. And I've used this to play for all the girls who died on 911. All the girls, especially those who had children in the womb. Those pro-life mothers with their pro-life babies. And how I wish those babies' names were on the wall.